Vacodja Thofodja Roid Gdi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Dia Vacodja, Thofolcha Roiv, Gdi Erclor, Sounds Irish. Hello friends, and welcome to this week's edition of Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bullard, and I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that we've got lined up for you on this week's programme. First of all, to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, you can contact me at any time by email, joebollard2@aircom.net. I'm always willing to spell it out for you, joebollard, and then a figure 2, at aircom, aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. You can always join me on Facebook or on Twitter. Joe Blogs in Bray is my tweet, joebloggsinbray, and become one of my followers. We're picking up new listeners each week, and I'm delighted with it. And we've got quite a number of radio stations now taking the programme and emailing me and talking to me on Facebook. Now, listen, on this week's programme, it's got to be the most mixed Sounds Irish programme I think I've ever presented. There's every type, style and genre on the programme, something that I hope will appeal to you. Let's start with a foot tapper from a good friend of mine who's no longer with us but was always a wonderful musician, fine singer, fine songwriter and fine accordion player. Dermot O'Brien. This is not an Irish tune, by the way. I think it's an old jazz tune way back in the early 1900s. But Dermot does a wonderful job on Whistling Rufus. That for foot tapping, and of course Dermot O'Brien, Whistling Rufus. And I've told you before, it's something I can't do, whistle. and I can't play the accordion either. Well, I used to be able to, but, well, my dog objected, so I don't play it anymore. Right, we're moving on and we're going to slow it down. And the lovely voice of Anne Breen, regular listeners will know that I've become a big fan of the aforementioned lady, and this was the first song I ever heard her sing. Now, it wasn't the first song she ever sang, but this one, well, it's a song that I grew up listening to because, well, it was always being sung when I was a youngster in and around our household. It's an old song, and here Anne Breen, and she's saying, "I'll Be Your Sweetheart." Now, you're saying to yourself, hang on a minute, Joe, Anne Breen, I'll Be Your Sweetheart, that's not an Irish song. No, and I just point this out to our new listeners, our regular listeners will know that the tracks that I play on Sounds Irish are not necessarily Irish songs, but they have some connection with Ireland, and they don't come much more Irish than Anne Breen. The singer could be Irish, the song could have been written by an Irish person, it could be telling us all about some place in Ireland, but it will have some Irish connection. As I said, not necessarily an Irish song. Mentioned a few moments ago about the music that was being played and sung around our household when I was but a youngster. And this was one that came out, I think, somewhere in the 40s. And people wanting to know, how did Ireland get its name? And where did Ireland come from? Well, legend has it, friends, that, well, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day. Listen to Ruby Murray. She's telling you the story.
Sure, a little
So now you know where Ireland came from. Ruby Murray there and A Little Bit of Heaven. This next track is rather a long track, so I have to do a little bit of explaining first of all. In the late summer here in Ireland, we have a big festival known as the Rose of Tralee Festival, in which many contestants come from all over the world to contest the Rose of Tralee and to see who will be crowned the Rose of Tralee. And at the end of the summer, it all sort of settles down again and the children go back to school and the autumn comes along. The reason I'm telling you all this is because Mike Denver is going to sing a song. Now, we associate Mike Denver with sort of up-tempo rockabilly numbers, but this is a nice, quiet little number that here he is in Ireland, and the Rose came over from Boston. It was the Boston Rose, and he fell in love with her. And well, she went back, and he's lonely for her now. Listen to Mike Denver and the Boston Rose. But you have to listen to the lyrics because it fits in with what I've just been saying.
Now the autumn leaves are falling, and the tourists have all gone, and the children, they have all gone back to school. And my life is as it was before. I work 8 hours a day, but the company's still making all There's a girl in Massachusetts, south of Boston town, she said. And her lovely face is with me all the day. But I met her down in Old Tralee, golden hair upon her head. Well, I took her heart and she stole mine away. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you, no threat to you I pose. Goodbye, my Boston beauty, farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here, but I know that's the way life goes. There's a song we sang all summer in the bars of Dublin town. I can hear it on the factory radio. And the feelings I remember when I hear that simple tune make me wonder if it really happened so. For we laughed and loved together, the summer days were gone, and she had to fly across the ocean wide. So goodbye, my Boston beauty, until we meet again. And I keep a fire burning deep inside. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I wait for you, I think of you, a friend to you I pose. Goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here, but I know that's the way life goes. And some night when I'm drinking and my friends have gathered round, and just for fun someone brings up your name, well, I smile there with the rest of them, but I can't hear a sound. I love you, but to them it's all the same. And I come into my mind, and visions flash across the Emerald Isle. Well, I watch the moon there up above, and I leave this earth behind, and I call to you as I go sailing by. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, Boston rose. I wait for you, I think of you, no threat to you I pose. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here, but I know that's the way life goes. I wish that you were here, so farewell.
And I dedicate that to all my listeners on Boston Free Radio, particularly any Rose that might be listening to the programme this week. Now, it's a bit of, well, it's not so much country, but it's sung here by one of Ireland's greatest country singers, and that's Dominic Kirwan. Dominic has a wonderful country and Irish repertoire. In fact, he has a wonderful country music repertoire, but this is not so much a country song. Once again, I'm full of anecdotes this week. I can remember as a child learning this song at school, and we entered in for a singing competition, an inter-school singing competition, and young Joseph Ballard was made, and I insist made, to stand up and sing this as a solo. I can't remember whether I won anything or not, though, but this is a lovely song. It's not done in the style that it's usually done, but here, Dominic Kirwan and Bless This House.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Bless the walls so firm and stout, keeping want and trouble out. Bless the roof and chimneys tall, let thy peace lie over all. Bless the door, that it may prove ever open to joy and love. Bless the window shining bright, letting God's heavenly light. Bless the heart ablazing there with smoke ascending like a prayer. Bless the people here within, keep them pure and free from sin. Us all, that we may be fit, O Lord, to dwell with Thee. Bless us all, that we one day may dwell, O Lord, with Thee.
Ho, ho, ho! That's Woken the Parrot, I'll tell you. Wonderful singing there from, well, unusual singing as well, from Dominic Kirwan. Now the first of my requests. I have a few requests on this week's programme, and this is for Susan, right? And she said, a couple of months ago, Joe, I heard you on your programme play a lovely song called The Rose of Allendale. Here we're back to roses again. Remember, we had the Boston Rose a few moments ago. I wonder if you could play that again by Mary Black. Of course I could, Susan, and many thanks for the nice things you said about the programme as well. I do my best. And I have the other piece that you asked for on hold for next week. Mary Black also, I believe, at present is involved in a retirement tour. She's giving up the business and, well, she's retiring. She's been singing for yonks now. But in my book, this is one of the best tracks she ever did. It was one of the earliest tracks she ever did. Now, you may wonder, as this is playing, if this is an Irish song. It's not. So therefore you think, ha-ha, Joe, it's a Scottish song. It's not. It's actually an English song. It comes from Northumberland in the northeast of England. But the way Mary puts it across, it's absolutely wonderful. The harmony is good and she sounds as though she's only just left school. She probably had. Here, Mary Black and the Rose of Allendale. For you, Susan, and for all Sounds Irish listeners.
Oh, the sun. No breath came over the sea when men consoling still was she to me in sorrow's lonely hour. Oh, tempest wrecked my lonely boat, and they wrecked the quiver.
I say every week on the programme, well, it seems I say it every week, we're going to play now a track from the group that started it all. When I say started it all, I mean the ballad craze. Towards the end of the 50s and early 60s, the Clancy Brothers took up the folk scene in America that was being taken up by everybody, and everybody was singing folk music. And then the Clancy Brothers decided, well, we'd sing Irish folk music, and they dressed up in Aran jumpers and they got guitars and they sang. Now, come on, they sang very well. And I was always a great admirer of the Clancy Brothers because I thought there was a bit of, well, I don't know, a bit of finesse, a bit of class about what they did. Now, this is the funny one because this tells the story of young Thady Quill. The aforementioned Mr. Quill was a bit of a lad about town. For rambling or roving, for football or sporting, or drinking black porter as fast as you fill. Yon fine and so jovial as the bald Thady Quill. Here, they can do it better than I can, the Clancy Brothers.
Ye maids of Duhall, o'er anxious for courting, a word of advice I will give unto ye. Proceed to Bantir to the athletic sporting, and hand in your names to the club committee. And never commence any sketch on your programme till the carriage you see flying over the hill. Ride on through the valleys and lands of Kilcorny with our own darling sportsman, the bald Thady Quill. for Amblin, for Robin, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you feel. In all your days, Robin, you'll find none so jovial as a muskery sportsman about Teddy Quill. At the great hurling match between Cork and Tipperary, it was played in the park on the banks of the Lee. Our own darling lads were afraid of being beaten, so they sent for Bal Teddy to Ballinagree. He hurled that ball right and left in their faces and showed the Tipperary men action and skill. If he touched on his lines, he would certainly brain them, and the papers were full of the praise of Ted Quill. For Amblin, for Robin, for football or courting, for drinking black porter as fast as you'll fill. In all your days, Robin, you'll find none so jovial as our muskery sportsman, the bald Teddy Quill. At the Cork exhibition, there was a fair lady whose fortune exceeded a million or more. But a bad constitution had ruined her completely, and medical treatment had failed. Or an oar. Our mother says, she, sure, I know what will ease me and cure this disease, which will certainly kill. Give over your doctors and medical treatment. I'd rather one squeeze out of both Teddy Quill. For Amblin, for Robin, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you'll fill. In all your days, Robin, you'll find none so jovial as a muskery sportsman, the bald Teddy Quill.
I'd rather one squeeze out of Bald Teddy Quill. The Clancy Brothers there. Now we're coming to Louise Morrissey. I'm a big fan of Louise Morrissey's because I think she's a very talented singer. Here she's singing, well, it's not country and Irish, it's country, but they don't come much more Irish than Louise Morrissey. And she's singing a song that was a huge hit for a Canadian folk singer whose name totally escapes me at the moment, but she had a huge hit with this song. And this is Louise Morrissey's interpretation. And once again, this is a little longer than we normally have. The track is, that is, on the programme. But it's too good to fade. The way she does a wonderful treatment of the working man, Louise Morrissey.
It's so-